Part 3. Questions 23 to 30. You will hear Desmond Butler, owner of Clickset, talking about how he created a successful toy company. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
Today I'm talking to Desmond Butler, Managing Director of Clickset, the construction toy which every youngster wants. Welcome, Desmond.
Hello, Jenny.
So, how did it all start?
I'd been running my father's plastic component business, and I'd taken it as far as I could and was bored. We were producing makeup cases, you know, eyeshadow, lipstick, mascara cases, and so on. It was a steady market, although very competitive, but I needed a new challenge. I was getting quite a good income from it, but money isn't everything.
So what gave you the idea for Clickset?
I was at a wedding party, sitting in a corner, toying with plastic drinking straws on my table, thinking about the manufacturing process that made them. I began piecing them together and managed to build a small, flat structure. I realized that with the right connectors, I could build some impressive objects, and I thought, this might be the seed idea for a new toy.
How did you plan to get started?
Well, my initial idea was to develop the toy and sell the concept to a big toy company. I would then retain the contract to make it and get them to sell it under their brand name. I didn't know anything about the toy market and thought it'd be better to leave the selling to the experts.
Did it take long to get a prototype ready?
Longer than I'd anticipated. I spent 18 months refining the straw idea with 6 lengths of rod connectors before the basic Clickset was ready. Once I decided to go down the path, that was it. Nothing was going to stop me. If it was a total failure, it would set me back 5 years financially, but I believed it would catch on eventually.
So did you go ahead and set up your company then?
I tried to sell it to the big manufacturers who didn't want to know. I decided that as they weren't interested, I would learn their business and do it myself. I researched the toy industry thoroughly. I even applied for jobs in toy shops just so I could go to the interviews and find out more about the business. I also contacted as many store buyers as possible and asked what kind of toys they were looking for. I got a part-time job in a toy factory before setting up Clickset in 1993.
And was it easy to sell your product?
At first, no. The biggest toy store initially turned me down, but finally I saw their chief buyer, Jim Taylor. He liked my business plan, but told me that what I had to offer probably had zero value to him. So I asked for 5 minutes to do a presentation, and I pulled out all the stops. I made a Ferris wheel, a windmill, and a bulldozer. And within a couple of minutes, Jim Taylor was won over. I sold 1 million pounds worth of toys through his store that first year.
An amazing success story. But it didn't stop there, did it?
No. Elto, one of the companies which had turned me down initially, contacted me and said they were interested in my designs after all. So I negotiated a deal with them to form a partnership to make Clickset and market it abroad. I even persuaded them to buy 10% of my business for £10 million. They wanted a 50-50 partnership, but I wanted to keep control of my business.
Finally, Desmond, what do you put your success down to?
Well, however much you plan, you can never be sure how things will turn out. You have to make decisions and just live with the consequences. I've always learned something from my mistakes.
Well, thank you, Desmond, for your wonderful...
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 3. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. That is the end of the test.